Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow strikes out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Kelner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards third. Kel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kelner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelner takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to third. Astroth moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lopez scores. Astroth moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Lou Sleater now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Finnegan moves to third. Two outs. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo juggles the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Finnegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics too. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Fox reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Kell reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Kell scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater is 0-for-1 in the game. Sleater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sleater for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Busby reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Finnegan applying the tag. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow strikes out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-4 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Lopez catches it and throws to first to double up Dropo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Power reaches second base with a double. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Rivera chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rivera. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Slaughter reaches second base with a double. Lopez moves to third. Cleet Boyer pinch runs for Ina Slaughter. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater is 0-for-2 in the game. Sleater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.